This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. How do you improve the well-being of people around the world without wrecking the planet in the process? To draw up a blueprint, some 50,000 activists, policymakers, and business executives are gathering in Rio de Janeiro for next week's United Nations Conference on Sustainable Development. To get a better sense of the challenge, look at China. It's an advanced industrialized country, and it's a poor developing country, all at the same time. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz joins us from Shanghai to talk about this. Rob, good morning.
Good morning, David.
So we have this big summit here, drafting a blueprint for what's seen as a sustainable global economy, and renewable energy has to be a big part of that. Last year, China was the world's biggest investor in renewable energy, but of course, a huge polluter. Help us make sense of this paradox.
Yeah, despite or because of the fact that China is the world's biggest polluter, the country scrambled to do something about this. And obviously, you know, China's developing very rapidly, and the road that they've taken has been quick, but it's also been really dirty. You know, China still builds on average one coal-fired power plant a week. And of course, more and more Chinese are buying cars. GM is selling, of course, more cars here in China than in the U.S., as we know. So all of these things are contributing to the increasingly toxic air here. But all that new money means the Chinese government can also spend a lot on renewable energy, too.
So we'll give them high marks for the renewable energy investments. But given the dirty growth, are they actually going to start to shrink their carbon footprint in the years to come?
Well, I talked to UC Berkeley environmental law professor Alex Wong about this. He told me China's carbon emissions are going so fast that it would take a lot more investment in renewable energy to offset those emissions. And he cautions anyone who's quick to blame China for its contribution to the world's carbon emissions.
I think sometimes the debate misses how much of the responsibility is also in the U.S. and the developed countries that are, after all, shipping a lot of industries to China and purchasing the goods that China is producing.
All right, so lots of blame to go all around, Rob. But the summit here is also about figuring out what richer countries can do to help countries in the developing world, like China, pursue sustainable development. What is China looking to get out of this summit in that regard?
Money. And you're thinking, don't they have a lot of money already? Well, when you look at it per capita for their population, not really. They're still a developing country. And they and the rest of the developing world will use this summit, as they've used previous climate summits, to ask the developed world to help them fund more renewable energy and clean tech projects. But obviously, it's not a great time to be asking the U.S. and the EU for money right now.
All right. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz from Shanghai. Rob, thank you very much.
Thanks, David.